A vigorous storm system slammed the eastern third of the nation yesterday, with severe weather across much of the southeast and a round of heavy rain and damaging wind that came through New York and New England. We are still dealing with some flood watches and warnings in spots due to ice jam flooding. Some of the warmer air over the past couple of days has loosened the ice in some of our rivers, and those concerns for flooding will continue until the ice re-solidifies with dropping temperatures. The wind gusts were quite impressive across parts of the area, gusting at times up over 50 miles per hour, so we did have some damage. We still have some spots that are without power, and the wind continues to be gusty across parts of the area late this afternoon, though the wind has turned now to the west and northwest, and those gusty winds are helping to bring down the cooler air from the north, and we're going to see temperatures that are at or below seasonable levels as we work through the next few days. We're also going to see some snow in spots as we work through the coming days. Lake effect snow has refired now on the lee side of the lakes, and we have some lake effect snow warnings in those areas, though for most of us, we're just going to see a few snow showers and occasionally a heavier burst of snow come on through. As we work into the day tomorrow, a pretty similar setup, so we'll see a fairly chilly air mass settle in for the day tomorrow with some areas of snow from time to time coming in off the lakes. It is still going to be breezy, though it won't be as windy as it has been through the day today. On Saturday, a little disturbance will come through that could bring some light snow, mainly to the north country. And then on Sunday, we'll see a bundle of energy along the coast that may fire up a little storm that will have the potential to bring at least some light snow to the region as we wrap up the first weekend of February. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy, low in the teens, some single digits in the typically colder spots. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy, high 16 to 24. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, breezy, low in the teens, some single digits in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, breezy, high 16 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy, low in the teens to around 20. And tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, breezy and much colder, high 18 to 26. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers or light snow, high in the 20s to around 30, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, high in the 20s and low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.